Hello there. This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Thank you for joining us again here on Radio Tyneside via Hospedia, your bedside entertainment system. Jesus outlined his vision for discipleship when he spoke to his followers on a hillside by the Sea of Galilee. He spoke on aspects of lifestyle, relationships, attitudes and worship. The words that he spoke became known as the Sermon on the Mount. It's not known whether his words formed one long sermon or whether they were a collection of sayings over a period of time. But when we read chapters 5, 6 and 7 of Matthew's Gospel, we see how very profound and challenging Jesus' words are and just how relevant and important they are for us today. Our first hymn is a very well-known one and perfectly fits the sentiments of the Bible reading for today, which follows. What a Friend We Have in Jesus, by Paul Baloch.
What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. We often forfeit, oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Trials and temptations, is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged, take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so sorrow share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer.
So here's our Bible reading, taken from chapter 6 of Matthew's Gospel, where Jesus tells his disciples not to be anxious about anything, but to trust that God will provide for them. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labour or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon, in all his splendour, was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. A Dutch evangelist called Corrie ten Boom once advised people, don't wrestle, just nestle. This phrase really sums up a big part of today's message, for us to be still and know God and put him first in our lives. Let's listen to Amy Grant singing Be Still My Soul.
Be still my soul, the Lord is on the thy side. Bear patiently the cross of grief or pain. Leave to thy God to order and provide. In every change, he faithful will remain. Be still, my soul, thy best, thy heavenly friend. Through thorny ways leads to a joyful be still, my soul, thy God doth undertake to guide the future as he has the past. Thy hope, thy confidence, let nothing shake. All now mysterious will be bright at last.
Here's an unusual song for you today called More Than Many Sparrows, written and sung by Andy Severin. It tells of a person striving to please, trying so hard to be the best in everything, so others would notice him. But the song asks the question, was all this striving and worry really necessary? There's a lovely chorus to listen out for which says, more than many sparrows, more than brightest gold, you are worth more than people tell you, so much more than people know. Someone put a price on you, said you were worth dying for. Yes, you're precious in the eyes of the Lord.
I know a boy who once believed he was not worth much at all. If he passed exams or scored a goal, he would win some brief applause. Then back again, to try again, to get some more attention. Look at me, can't you see? I just want to be known. Those words were mine, but since those days, someone showed me what I'm worth, just the same as any man or any woman on this earth. He died for me to set me free from thinking that I'm not lovable. He died for you to say to you, this is what you're worth. Gold, you're worth more than people tell you, so much more than people know. Someone put a price on you, he said you're worth dying for. Yes, you're precious in the eyes of the Lord. So there's no need to be afraid that we don't deserve His love, 'cause good or bad, great or small, it's a free gift from above. So let Him in, let Him bring the truth your heart is waiting for. Jesus lives, Jesus gives the value of your heart. More than many sparrows, more than brightest gold, you're worth more than people tell you, so much more than people know. Someone put a price on you, he said you're worth dying for. Yes, you're precious in the eyes of the Lord. More than many sparrows, more than brightest gold. You're worth more than people tell you, so much more than people know. Someone put a price on you. He said you're worth dying for. Yes, you're precious in the eyes of the Lord. Yes, you're precious in the eyes of the Lord.
They say the word worry is an Anglo-Saxon word meaning harm, and is another form of the word wolf. Worry tears away at us and seeks to destroy us like a wolf that attacks a sheep. In certain cases, anxiety can prove beneficial, for it gives us warning and danger to be ready for a fight or flight. But it can paralyze us too and make us unfit for service. It can distract us and trouble our minds. This kind of worry achieves nothing apart from making us ill. Jesus warned against it. Here in our reading today, Jesus teaches his followers to look carefully at the birds of the air and the flowers of the field and see what their Creator has done for even them. Are you not much more valuable than they? He asks them. Perhaps Jesus' disciples had just been asking him how on earth they would survive if they were to leave everything behind to follow him. And what would they eat and drink when so many were following him? And would they have enough to live on? But Jesus, in this sermon, reassures them that God will provide. Someone once said, God doesn't call people who are equipped. He equips those he calls. Also, Jesus encourages his followers to see that they belong to God and they have everything to look forward to, as their hope is in him for all eternity, unlike the unbelievers who see only emptiness in the great beyond. Here's a beautiful hymn by Hillsong called Still. The story tells of an angel who met a man carrying a heavy sack, and he asked him what was inside. "Oh, all my worries," the man replied. "Can I see them all?" the angel asked. When the man opened the sack, he was astonished that it was empty, as he had two very big worries in there. He explained those two worries to the angel. One was yesterday, which he now saw was over, and the other was tomorrow, which had not yet arrived. The angel told him that he didn't need the sack any more, and the man gladly got rid of it and happily went on his way. How can we ever make the most of every day when we allow the past to oppress us and the future to enmesh us in chains of dread? Worry is destructive and not from God. The same evangelist Corrie ten Boom also said, when a train goes through a tunnel and it gets dark, you don't throw away your ticket and jump off. No, you sit still and you trust the engineer. The Bible tells us time and time again, don't be afraid. But surely it's impossible not to feel afraid or to worry when living under threat in a violent part of the world, surrounded by hatred and abuse. The innocent ones, the persecuted and those murdered for their beliefs are the ones for whom we pray today. But where there is light and love and faith and courage, there is always some hope for the future. Let's remember that God will one day judge the world, and as we see from today's reading, he sees all and he knows all. I wonder which worry you might be facing right now. What threat or trouble might you be facing? Let's bring these, our concerns, before God right now, finishing each one with the words of the psalmist who cried out, "And yet will I trust in you." Here's a song based upon Psalm 62, "My soul finds its rest in God alone."
My soul finds its rest in God alone. My salvation comes from Him. He alone is my rock, and He is my fortress, and I will never be shaken.
Now, there may be some people today who suggest that Jesus' words mean here that we don't need to bother to work at all, or study, or take life so seriously. But that isn't what Jesus is teaching here. He's inviting his followers to sort their priorities out, to put God first, put his words into action, and everything else will fall into place. There'll still be the difficulties and problems that come as part and parcel of life, with many hard lessons to learn. But by seeking first God's kingdom and his right living, Jesus said, all these things will be given to you as well. As we seek God's guidance in our lives, we will find we're blessed beyond measure in so many different ways. And so we must search for him, find him, and get to know him. Here's Karen Lafferty with Seek Ye First the Kingdom of God.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. Man shall not live
said all this, it's then up to us to live life to the full and not waste it. Carpe diem, seize the day. These were famous words spoken in the film Dead Poets Society when an unorthodox teacher, Mr. Keating, played by Robin Williams, advises his pupils to lean in against a photograph cabinet to hear the words of pupils in the photographs from long ago who have now passed on, and he says to them, "You see, gentlemen, these boys are now fertilising daffodils, but if you listen real close, you can hear them whisper their legacy to you." Carpe diem, carpe diem, seize the day, boys, and make your life extraordinary. A Christian author called John Ortberg wrote, "God has a beautiful reason for making you. Don't waste your life waiting for the fear to go away. It never will. Seize the vision of what you could be and what you could give and go after it now." We make our lives extraordinary according to Jesus when we seek his rule in our lives, his purposes in our minds, his love in our hearts. Our final hymn reads like a prayer. "Just as I am, though tossed about, with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings within and fears without, O Lamb of God, I come." Here's that much-loved hymn to finish with, sung by Brian Dirksen, "Just As I Am." Bye for now.
just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am, though tossed about with a conflict, many a doubt, fightings within and fears without, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Riches healing.